Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. I guess that all of us have heard the word pester. Have you ever pestered someone? Yes, I think all of us have. We know that for those who've got children, that they can pester. I think that we also have probably seen sometimes that we have to give in to somebody who's pestering us, especially in the supermarket. If you know that your child is screaming on the floor, wanting to change your mind, I think we've all probably seen something of that as well. And I think that some of this rings true to all of us. Persistence and perseverance. What an amazing story. Another story that's only in Luke. In Jesus' day and culture, a widow was someone without a voice, not allowed to speak in public on their own behalf. And when their husbands died, widows could not automatically return to their biological families. They were considered to be the property of their husband's family, and no longer the responsibility of the original family. How tough would that be? It's no wonder that the Old Testament speaks so much about caring for the widow. But this widow didn't take any notice of that, obviously. And in fact, I think that the unjust judge had maybe every possibility of ending up with a black eye. Ever wanted something so bad that you would go to any lengths to get it? Yes? Have you ever wanted something really bad? Yes, I can see David nodding. What sort of thing might you have wanted really badly?
Children.
Children?
Lollies.
As
a child, yes.
Lollies. And you would do anything to get it? There was a shopkeeper in Holland, and he got to know us really, really well. And there was three places, and two of them would always give us a lolly when we came in. And the third one, he had just a basket of them sitting on the counter, and he would never give us one. And one day, much to my parents' disgust, I took one. And I'll never forget it. He rang my parents, and I got into big trouble. And I felt so bad that I had sinned against God. I think I was about 5 or 6. It was safe to go to the shop in those days. So, what's all this story really about? It's strange and confusing in lots of ways, because we know that the parables that Jesus tells tell us something about God. So is it telling us that God is this horrible judge who doesn't care about people? I don't think so. So what is happening in this gospel reading? I want to share with you something about persistence. I'm sorry, but the Wednesday group of Bible study have heard this. wonder what would help us if the story went like this. Verily, verily, I tell you, that once upon a time there was a good lady who lived next door to an atheist. Every day when the lady prayed, the atheist could hear her, and he thought to himself, she sure is crazy. Praying all the time like that, doesn't she know that there's no God? Many times while she was praying, he would go to her house and harass her at the front door, saying, lady, why do you pray all the time? Don't you know that there's no God? But she kept praying. And one day she ran out of groceries. And as usual, she was praying to the Lord, explaining her situation and why she'd run out of groceries, and thanking him for all that he always does. And as usual, the atheist heard her praying and thought to himself, ah, I'll get her. He went to the grocery store, bought a whole bunch of groceries, took them to her house, dropped them off at the front porch, rang the bell, and then hid in the bushes to see what she would do. When she opened the door and saw the groceries, she began to praise the Lord with all her heart. She was jumping up and down and singing and shouting. And the atheist jumped out of the bushes and said to her, you crazy old lady, God didn't buy you those groceries. I bought them. I bought those groceries for you. Well, she broke out and started running down the street, shouting and praising God with all her might. When the atheist finally caught up to her, he asked her what her problem was. And she said, I knew the Lord would provide for me with some groceries, but I didn't know that he was going to make the devil pay for them. One of the very emotional and hard things we see is that sometimes no amount of prayer changes a situation. We need to be honest about that. Whether it's something that we need or want in our life, or in a life and death situation. So is it a story that says even if you don't get what you want, we need to keep trying, don't lose heart? It's a difficult issue, and we all know that sometimes our prayers feel unanswered. The reading begins with a parable about the need to pray always and not to lose heart. Is it about trust then? We look at our world, we see plenty of it. Is this parable about an invitation for us not only to keep praying, but to show justice? The parable can be about any of those things. But if it's about God, like I said before, isn't that what parables do? That is a picture of God that we have not heard about, a God who neither fears himself nor has respect for people, who if we keep pestering God will give us in the end what we want. That's not the sort of God that we've come to worship today. And that is the whole point of this story, not only not to give up but to persist, but to see and understand that God is exactly the opposite to this judge. For For hasn't God already given us what we need? I think sometimes we forget to ask ourselves that question or reassure us ourselves that God has given us everything. He's given us the gift of faith, which encourages us never to give up. There's certainly an issue of persistence in this story. Don't give up. The faith journey is hard. Look at the culture that we live in at the moment. And this story is saying, don't lose heart. Don't give up. Continue living out your own faith journey so others might see the way that you act and live in your daily lives. It's a good parable. Justice. Justice has been on our minds as we watch the television. And we see people out of bail re-offending. That's a justice issue. Do we need to persist in those issues and speak up about them? The God who is so persistent in love for us. God's love is so unshakable. And we can put our trust in the God that we can help bring about justice with God. The parable ends with these words, would he find faith on earth? In this place, in this community, yes. God's perseverance that one day God might find it everywhere on earth. That is what that sentence means. Will he find faith on earth? So God doesn't give up. The question this morning is, do we? Let us pray. Loving God, thank you. Thank you that we can bring all our concerns to you persistently. Thank you that you have given us actually all that we need through your life, death, and resurrection. That the gift of the Spirit that you have given to us enables us never to give up. And that it's made us whole. Healing is about wholeness. It's about recognizing that our faith has made us whole and healed us through faith in you, which enables us with great effort sometimes, sometimes with inability to do so, to trust in you. Help us, O God. Thank you for the reminder that you have given to us this morning, that you have given us all that we need, and that you invite us to trust in that. Thank you. Amen.